Well, first of all, I'm delighted to announce this fund. It's a 1 million fund, which, as you say, is there to support adults who have unmet literacy needs. It's not, people think maybe that's just reading and writing, but it's also, you know, somebody might need to fill in a form, they might need to read instructions on medicines, they might need to add up a bill, help children with homework, use basic technology. So we're talking about literacy, but also numeracy and digital numeracy, etc. And this fund is there so that organisations, there must be two organisations working together, they have to be not-for-profit, and they can apply for funding under this programme. And up to now, hundreds of organisations have organised family-friendly programmes locally in their local community to put in place programmes, projects, activities that people can improve their literacy, whether it's reading or writing or basic computers or whatever. And it's a really important fund, and many, many people have benefited from it.
And this year's fund places a special emphasis on family literacy projects. How important is it for families in rural areas like those in the Northwest to be able to access literacy resources together?
It's really important for all families, no matter where you're from, but as you say, especially in rural areas, because sometimes adults have issues around their literacy, and for them as part of a family group to learn together is really important, because when you have an issue around whether it's numeracy, figures, or whether it's basic technology, everyone has some challenge. But sometimes you can feel a bit inadequate, even with your own children, even with your own family. So to be able to access these kind of programs and activities that are designed in a way to build up people's confidence, that's really important. And that's what the funding is for, these kind of innovative and interesting programs. And it's for any adult who has any literacy, numeracy, digital numeracy need, whatever it might be, to put them in place in your local area, in your local community, where you can access them easily, and you feel better about yourself, and you're better able to participate in society, and indeed with your own children and your own family.